why was this assumption existing already that all dinosaur eggs were hard-shelled eggs?
If we look across the different eggs that we find in animals around today, we have birds, and they have really hard-shelled eggs. And we have crocodiles, and they also have these hard, mineralized shelled eggs. And crocodiles and birds, their common ancestor was the ancestor of all the dinosaurs. So people assumed that because these two animals that are alive today have these hard shells, probably their ancestors did as well.
What do soft-shelled eggs actually look like? What are they, you know, how do they actually sort of work?
Yeah, so most people are familiar with chicken eggs. And so when we think about eggs, we think of this hard kind of calcified eggshell. But if we look actually at a lot of the reptiles, they don't have these hard eggs. Most turtles and lizards and snakes, they have more of a leathery shelled egg. It has the texture of leather. And once the embryo is hatched out of the egg, the shell is actually quite soft. It's like a membranous skin kind of feeling.
How would the egg's hardness actually change over time with evolution?
Yeah, so as eggs are required to be in different environments, the type of shell can change to adjust to those environments. And the primary way that the animals are actually changing the shell from being a soft shell to a hard shell is by adding extra calcium and mineralization to that shell before it's laid. And so through evolutionary time, as animals are changing their reproductive behavior, they might adjust the amount of calcium in that shell, and that gives the shell these different characteristics.
And how would the change affect the survival of various species that, you know, made the switch?
Yeah, so if we think about birds, most birds will sit on their eggs. And those eggs can develop in a nest kind of exposed to the air. And that hard shell prevents a lot of the water loss. So if you had a soft-shelled egg and you put it in an open nest like a bird nest, it will dry out very quickly. So most of these soft-shelled eggs are buried in the ground, or they're laid under rocks and crevices where they can't dry out. So animals may be shifting their shell type to give different nest characteristics, maybe allowing them to reproduce in different environments.
So if we consider that sort of factoid in terms of different nests, different environments and the like, does this new discovery kind of shift our understanding of dinosaur reproduction and the way they would have created nests or spread to different environments?
Yeah, I think it does. All of what we know about nesting behavior in dinosaurs comes from a group of dinosaurs called the theropod dinosaurs. And these are things like raptors. And they're also the dinosaurs that are most closely related to birds. And so we've kind of thought that they look after nests in a similar way to birds. They have open nests, and they probably guard them and sit on them and such like that. All the other dinosaurs, we have a very limited understanding of what their nests look like, partly because finding dinosaur eggs is really tough, and maybe part of the reason it's tough is because they're not these hard-shelled eggs which fossilize a bit better. A lot of the other dinosaurs with these softer-shelled eggs are not laying them in open nests. Maybe they're burying the eggs like most lizards or turtles do today.
It's fascinating stuff. Oliver, thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us on this one this morning.
No problem. Thank you.